F980925, Communion versus Authority. Because you are familiar with the fountainhead of prophecy by reason of use over these many years, you have resorted to speaking from that wellspring my words of communication to you when you began hearing my voice. This is permitted, this is acceptable, and is even at times desirable, in order to accurately record my words to you, says the Spirit of Grace. However, I do not want you to think it is required, nor do I want you to teach that it is mandatory that the flow of my mind to believers must be by this method. For now, because you are familiar with that flow, when you hear my voice in your ear, you immediately speak as though it was prophecy. No one understand this, says the Spirit of the Lord. Ultimately, you and I shall hold conversations completely internal, where no verbal speaking is required at all. For your mind's sake, I remind you of the Mount of Transfiguration, where the Lord took Peter, James, and John. Their eyes were opened, so they could see Moses and Elijah talking with him. But no one understand that he was communing with them in spirit, long before the eyes of the disciples were opened. Son, the kingdom of God is within you. There is a whole realm of the kingdom which operates by the laws of the Spirit, of which you are primarily ignorant at this hour. Seek not the voice of Moses, Elijah, nor any who have preceded you. Seek only my voice. But I will say unto you now, that as you continue to sit in the classroom of my counsel and instruction, there is much for you to learn that your mind has not even thought of. There are benefits, there are operations of the kingdom available within you, many of which you shall never grasp in your lifetime, but you shall grasp much more than you know at this time. But as Jesus communed with Moses and Elijah and with me in his spirit without verbal communication being required, so you shall commune with me in your spirit without verbal communication being required. And it must needs be so, for there shall be those times, as I have spoken unto you, when the hurricane and the storms shall be raging about you, and the voices of many detractors and many antagonists shall be railing upon you as one to be crucified. Yet in the midst of that storm there shall be complete peace within you, as you and I commune internally. As I have spoken, my voice shall be the loudest voice you hear, even when they are shouting and railing with great tumult. With practice and experience, you will have my counsel internally at all times within your spirit, without the need of verbal speaking. You will be sitting at tables of counsel, and as they banter about their variations of the wisdom of man, you will be hearing my counsel as I bring you the wisdom of God. When it is time for you to speak, you will not have to turn to me and only then receive my wisdom, for you will have already heard my wisdom within you. You will simply deliver it by speaking unto men. Know and understand that it is perfectly acceptable to the Lamb for you to continue to voice my words as though they originated from the fountainhead of prophecy and record them as you are doing this day. It is important for your call that you make record of our discussions at this point, but as your teacher I am instructing you. It is not necessary for you to be speaking simultaneously with the hearing of my voice. It is one method. It is easier for you now, because you are quite familiar with the wellspring of prophecy. But do not limit my communion with you to that method, as being the only method whereby I commune with the spirits of Christ's brethren. Continue practicing being aware of my presence. As you do so, the hearing of my voice within your spirit, and even the dialogue between yourself and myself in your spirit, shall become more and more clear, more easily discerned with every passing day. You and I shall be in constant fellowship. That is the mind of Christ for all believers, that there be no hour of the day where you have not the wisdom of Christ available unto you. You and I shall be as one, walking the earth together, restoring the will of the Father by the life of Christ within you, as I anoint that life with dominion. Know and understand the difference between communion in heart and the release of authority upon the earth. Communion between the Spirit of the living God and the Lamb's brethren is possible on a completely internal basis, without the need of verbal speaking. It is not so with the release of authority. During the remainder of this dispensation, where the corporeal body is required for authority, the speaking of words and corresponding action according to His instruction is required to release authority in the name of Jesus by the Spirit to restore the will of the Father in the earth. There is a difference between communion and authority. Communion is done in spirit and in soul. Authority is released through the corporeal body by words and by action, says the Spirit of grace. Never confuse the two. It is for that very reason that hope alone will not manifest results in the earth. It is for that very reason that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith requires believing in the heart and speaking with the mouth. No results shall be forthcoming without the speaking of the word of authority and corresponding actions that agree with that speaking. In heaven this is not so, but upon the earth it is. Be pleased to know that I heard and recorded the decision you made in your heart this morning, says the Spirit of grace. I search your heart on a continual basis. I listen and I watch as you ponder and weigh the words I have spoken unto you. I watch to see which decision you shall make, whether they be decisions toward me or away from me. Be pleased to know that I saw, I heard, and I recorded your decision when you said in your heart this day, I will completely trust everything that the Spirit of my Father says unto me. Well done, son, well done. I am pleased. For this reason I am now released to bring you more precise instruction regarding administration and the transfer of wealth. Half-hearted hope and clouded vision has been the primary hindrance to more manifestations of my power through your faith, says the Spirit of grace. Because of your lack of understanding of the necessity of godly hope and your almost total reliance upon the spoken word, I have only been able to manifest certain things you have requested. There was not sufficient image within you for faith to give substance to. On those occasions where you have given me hope in full measure and the speaking of words that appropriate from that hope, I have freely manifested all things that you believed, that you received when you prayed. But where hope is not fully defined, faith cannot appropriate, no matter the volume of speaking. For this reason I have given you instruction to see the image of Christ in full measure within your hope. For this is an image which cannot be altered. In your heart there is no doubt concerning the Father's will in regard to Him. Your heart fully trusts that Christ is the will of the Father. Because that is so, develop your ability to erect hope in your soul by focusing upon the image of Christ as revealed in the Gospels and as revealed by the Spirit of God. As you learn to incorporate that image which cannot be altered, you will be more and more changed into that same image by the seed of Him who is planted in you and by the transforming power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. As that transformation process continues, your mind will be more and more conformed to His mind. You will increasingly understand the will of the Father in all realms, not just those regarding things of the Spirit, but of things in the material realm as well. You will not be questioning what the Father's will is regarding the moving, the flow, the transference of material things, but your hope shall become rock solid, set on bedrock, understanding the mind of Christ and the will of the Father for His sons. This understanding shall solidify your feet on the foundation of grace, and your hope shall abound beyond the limits that constrain it this day. Your increased understanding of the Father's will in these matters will cause your hope to be erected as a monument of solid stone, which cannot be moved by circumstances, says the Lord. Hope must not be a thing made of vapors, nor be a flowing thing such as liquid. But hope must be erected as a solid substance within you first, before faith can manifest that substance in the material realm. The things that have prevented you from understanding the Father's mind are still those things, those dregs of religion, that remain at the bottom of your vessel. But be of good cheer, for each day that you spend with me, I am scooping out these dregs and washing away even the stain of them from your soul. As you continue to spend time with me, I am transforming your mind to conform with the very mind of Christ, who is free from all such dregs. Even your soul shall become a vessel purified with the very mind of Christ. Even the suggestion of thoughts of religion shall be things to be abhorred, and you will instantly reject them. For you shall know him whom the Father has sent, and by him you shall know the Father who sent him. This is eternal life. And you shall walk in more and more and more of this life, not just in this lifetime, but for all eternity, says the Spirit of grace. For this season, learn to simply ask of me before you make your petitions. Is this request according to the mind of Christ or not? You and I will discuss them before you make the petitions. At times I may say, alter this, change that, increase this, decrease that. I will reveal to you the timing for certain things that must needs be. I am your counselor. I will help you prepare your petitions ahead of time. This will eliminate much wavering in your hope. This will cause each petition you make to the Father to be made upon the foundation of hope that is rock solid, like an image in you that cannot be moved. No longer upon the wavering shores of sand, upon which you have tried to live by faith in the past. Just simply ask, Son. Just simply ask, Son. I will tell you the truth. It is not the Father's will that you be without His counsel regarding every petition. He sees your heart, Son. He knows. He knows your desire is to please Him. And yes, yes, review with me those petitions that you now have standing before the throne. Together we will adjust them. We will revise them that you may resubmit them. This time when they are submitted, they will be submitted in such a manner that your hope will stand full stature within your soul, that faith may take you from that solid substance and manifest them solidly in the earth. This is the delivery system from your provider. Hello, this is Gary Carpenter again. I hope those face-to-face documents were a blessing to you. Many people have asked me over the years if I was going to make available like the next set and then the next set of those teachings. No, that's really not His intention or His purpose. Even though I have continued to receive instruction by this method over these years, not always in that same detail, it's not really His mind that you continue to listen to what He's saying to me. These are intended to whet your appetite, for you to do the same things that I did contained in Pastor Dave Roberson's teaching series, Distinguishing God's Voice, so you begin hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit to that same degree yourself. In other words, it's time for you to not only receive, but perhaps begin sharing your own face-to-face encounters with the Holy Spirit. I do want to include one more document. And what this is not actually a face-to-face encounter with the Holy Spirit, but it demonstrates how sometimes I have to take what He has said to me and renew my mind to the truth. What this one is, I've taken all of the statements that He told me about the mind of Christ in the face-to-face document, The Works of the Father, and I have just restated those same truths as a present tense now confession, so that I can go through there and say with my mouth exactly the truth that the Holy Spirit has spoken to me. You know, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul told us that if we're not going to be conformed to the world, there is a transformation that takes place by the renewing of the mind. Well, this is a document that is designed to help renew the mind to think like Jesus thinks. We have to begin thinking with the mind of Christ. Not what our feelings tell us, not what our circumstances tell us, and not even what our own history tells us. The prophet Amos said, "Can two walk together lest they be agreed?" If Jesus is thinking this way about me, yet I continue to think the opposite way about me, how can we walk together? My mind has to be renewed to His mind. What I'm doing in this next segment is I am reading aloud this document that's based on the works of the Father, but I call this one F980902B, Agreeing with the Mind of Christ. The more my mind agrees with the mind of Christ, the easier it will be for me to receive and follow His instructions, even though they may seem bizarre to the natural man. I will also be more able to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to cause the will of the Father to be made manifest in the earth. These confessions are intended to bring my mind into conformity with His mind in two stages. First, as His mind was when He ministered on the earth in the flesh. And second, as His mind is now that He is seated at the right hand of the Father. Number one, I agree with Jesus of Nazareth. I and my Father are one. Christ is my life. I am born of the Spirit of Christ. I have no life apart from the life of Christ within me. My meat is to do the will of the Father who sent me. I have no plan, no agenda, no will of my own apart from my Father's will who sent me. I and my Father are one. I am born of my Father. I am born from above. I am born of the Spirit of my Father. I and my Father are one. The life of Christ is in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of Christ Himself. I have life within myself. My Father has anointed that life with His own Spirit. The life of Christ is in me. The Father's Spirit has anointed that life with dominion. My Father's Spirit is in me and upon me to manifest my Father's will. Nothing is impossible to my Father, and all things are possible by His Spirit. My Father has sent me into His garden to dress it and to keep it. An enemy has brought great ruin to my Father's garden. I have authority from Christ, who is Lord of all, and the power of my Father's Spirit to restore all the damage this enemy has done, and to drive the enemy from my Father's garden wherever I find him. I must be about my Father's business. I have been sent in the name of Jesus that all things be restored to my Father's original intent and purpose for man. I am a vessel for the life of Christ. I am a vessel for my Father's will. I am a vessel for my Father's dominion. I am a vessel through whom the Father works by the life of Christ within me and by the Holy Spirit's power upon me. I am a vessel through whom the Father works to restore all things to His will. I am a vessel of Christ's authority. I am Christ's agent of authority on the earth. The Holy Spirit is the Father's agent of power, with whom I am to co-labor on the earth. The Holy Spirit and I co-labor to bring the will of the Father from heaven to earth. We work together in order that all things be restored to the original intent and purpose of the Father. There is no division between me and the Holy Spirit. We are unified in purpose and motivations regarding all things. I never attempt ministry without the co-laboring of the Holy Spirit. There is no such thing as ministry apart from the Spirit of my Father. The fallen natural realm cannot be restored to the will of the Father without the working of the Father's Spirit. It is unthinkable to me that my Father's Spirit will not work in order to restore the Father's will in the earth. I receive instruction from the mind of Christ by the Holy Spirit, and I obey those instructions, and the Holy Spirit performs the will of the Father every time, without exception. What could be more simple? I do nothing of myself. I am under no obligation nor any compulsion to do anything except what I receive from the mind of Christ by the Holy Spirit each day. I understand that I am on the earth to do the will of my Father in the name of Jesus. I also understand that I am not on the earth to do my own will, cloaked and veiled in the name of Jesus, and there is a vast difference. I am free from all programs that can be devised by the carnal mind. I am not under obligation to do work in the name of Jesus Christ. He has not called me to minister to the people myself. He has called me to be the vessel through whom He can minister to the people Himself. I am a vessel through whom the Father works, by the life of Christ within me, by the power of the Holy Spirit upon me. My Father fills my vessel with Himself, in order that He may extend His hand to touch the people by the Holy Spirit, who is the hand of the Father outstretched. I am free to serve Christ alone every day. I am under no obligation, nor under any compulsion, to venture forth unto ministry, until I have received the will, the plan, the mind, and the counsel of Jesus Christ in completeness by the Holy Spirit. I am not a worker for my Father. I am a vessel through whom my Father can work by the power of His own Spirit, and there is a vast difference between those two mindsets. Second portion. I agree with Christ Jesus in heaven. The life of Christ is the only life which has proceeded from the Father, upon whom the Holy Spirit will enforce dominion. Christ has shared His life with me. I have been quickened with His life. The Holy Spirit executes dominion upon my spirit, as my heart, my mind, and my will is conformed to that of Jesus Christ. Christ has sent me into the world in the same manner that He was sent into the world by the Father. I have the life of God within me, clothed in mortal flesh, yet that life within me is anointed with the Holy Spirit Himself. I have perfect communication at all times with my Lord Jesus Christ in heaven by the agency of the Comforter who lives with me. My Lord Jesus Christ knows the Father's will for every situation. The Comforter brings me instructions from the mind of Christ Himself. It is unthinkable to me that the Holy Spirit would not bring me information from the mind of Christ for every circumstance. My Lord is pleased when I sit at the feet of the Comforter to receive instruction and counsel from the mind of Christ. The Comforter even shows me things to come in order that nothing takes me by surprise. I do not allow anything to sever my fellowship and communion with the Comforter. It is never in the mind of Christ that I suffer defeat at the hand of the enemy. There is no possibility that the counsel I receive from Him would not result in victory every single time. It is my Father's will to restore all things to His original intent and purpose for man. I receive instruction from the mind of Christ, which is the will of the Father, by the Spirit of the Father, in order that I may go forth to dress and to keep my Father's garden. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. All glory goes to Him and to Him alone. He will not share His glory with another. Yet Christ is the seed sown in my heart, and He intends for me to mature into the same image that was planted within me. He intends that the works that He did, I do also, and even greater works I shall do because He is with the Father. He fully intends that His same level of ministry be multiplied many times over in the lives of believers all over the world. Christ is the mark, the pattern, the original that I am to strive toward. I never substitute the work of man for the work of the Father. Only by the working of the Father, by the Spirit, through the life of Christ in me, can the fallen material realm be truly restored to the will of the Father in heaven. Lord, I understand. This work is of You and not of man.